Moyle Show
with Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Yeah. Good morning, Great Britain. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh, my Lord. I was watching a great clip of... I'm going to forget who it is. A great clip of the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Right.
I thought you'd forgotten who that was.
Oh, no, that,
yeah. That's
you
Donald.
Can't forget that. Trump. I'm going to sneeze.
He was in the UK yesterday.
No!
Briefly.
Who was?
Trump.
Doing what?
Refueling.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't track him. You're losers.
How long were you tracking him for, James?
No, I wasn't. I saw after that.
Was he on Big Jet TV?
No.
Oh, yep, here he comes.
He'd have been perfect for Big Jet TV.
A military base. Base.
I was watching a clip of him. I've got to try and find it.
Mm.
And you know how he veers off his autocue sometimes? And when he roams into the no man's land that is... ad lib.
Now, did I see this as well? I wonder if I know what you're talking about.
He says he made up a word.
No, it wasn't that I saw.
I'll try and find it.
Okay.
Imagine if you saw his auto cue and it all says all the words that he actually says. Yeah. You know what I mean? She knows what I mean.
And then the camera just pans to the right and there's just a 5-year-old writing it, writing his speeches.
It's a nice little sketch, actually.
I made that word up. Yeah. It's the bestest word. They say it's the bestest word ever.
Put Bigly down.
Right,
he'll say it.
Yeah, I like to watch some very serious American and worldwide news at 5:20 in the morning.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this new word story, but there's a headline with a subheadline here. It says Trump said Monday that he invented a new word that is very old.
Yeah, yeah, it's a word.
Right, it's a word that's been around for years.
It's
years,
not
years.
This word, but it's something like negatively. Right.
Is it like when...
And he just goes, I invented that word.
It's like Alan Zartra Burke bought Elephant in the Room over from
that's
America.
Right.
Oh, that's
have you found it, James?
I've read it.
You can find it. There is a clip of it somewhere, but anyway.
It's like me saying I've got an idea for this new feature called the Platinum Hour.
Yeah.
Did he then say afterwards... that's a new word, or did he say?
Yeah, he said he invented that word. It's a word he came up with, and it's, but it just made me think. Like, is he right? Mm. And some of our listeners hate it when I get into talk about politics.
This is
because they're not. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. But I'm just allowed to be the idiot off the radio. The place fart sound effects.
This is talking about the personality of somebody in politics, as opposed to
is he? Does he say that going? This will really rile them up. Or has he come up with a word and he genuinely thinks he's created it?
Mm.
Or does he just say stuff and... Because there are certain greatest hits of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, he will say things in threes. Like, he will say, we had the biggest crowd, totally the biggest crowd. They say it's the biggest crowd they've ever seen. Mm. That is like one of his greatest hits.
Yes, it is. Repeat and then repeat.
We've lowered the prices. They're so low. They say they're the lowest they've ever been. I think the lowest ever in the world. That's one of his greatest hits. Does he, one of his greatest hit default settings, is it just saying, yeah, that was me. Oh. I did that.
Imagine if he's the world's greatest troller. Like, he's been doing this deliberately all of that time. Because sometimes I've noticed content creators, like James, they'll do stuff like this. They'll do a normal video, but they'll deliberately do something ridiculous in it. Like... Mm. I saw someone like hold chopsticks in a really ridiculous way, but they were doing a serious video about the food. And then all of the comments were like, was anyone noticing the weather?
So they're doing that on purpose, you think?
They're doing it on purpose.
Okay, yeah. Clever.
Is Donald cleverer than we think?
No.
Ah.
He may have just a surreal art movement.
But the thing is, I'm not, like, whether you hate him, are indifferent to him, really like him, the question still remains, though. When he says, I invented that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear, when he was talking about tariffs, because it depends on how you... Right. And even if you're a fan of Trump, you don't care or you don't like him, you can listen to what I'm saying, right? When the tariff thing was going on, he was talking about how it'll make things cheaper for the people in America.
America's, right? Yeah.
Put whether or not that's true to one side. And he was saying... that it'll make groceries cheaper. And he was so happy with the word groceries.
Mm.
It's a word that nobody uses anymore. Groceries. Isn't that a beautiful word? Groceries. Mm. You never hear that word. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing the word groceries back. Now, it feels like he's not heard the word groceries for years. And it's transferred him to being a younger man when people bought groceries.
Right.
But people still buy groceries every day.
Mm. Yeah.
It's still a word.
And they say groceries every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like going, you could go and buy beetroot. Isn't that great? Do you remember beetroot?
Mm.
Do you remember it? Beetroot. I'm going to bring beetroot back. But we've got beetroots here.
I was going, we had it for tea last night, Donald. Yeah.
It's just fascinating.
Mm.
He's a fascinating man.
Now, if you watch the film about him, they say it's like... there's lots of things in there that he'd learned that have stayed with him.
Right.
So never admit that you're wrong, never admit defeat, always say that you won.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're like you... So even if you come last in a race, you didn't come last in the race.
Yeah.
You're gaslighting him.
Somebody else has cheated. Absolutely, yeah. He was gaslighting before gaslighting was even a thing.
A lot of people say, I didn't come last. So he would say that, wouldn't he?
He's the great... You know, as president, he's the most successful in the first 100 days in office, and he's the most successful president ever in the history of presidents.
Yeah.
Now he's not, and the stats and figures and history will back that up. He's absolutely not, but he says he is.
Yeah. Well, everyone's saying he is,
and then he moved, but no one's saying he is. No. He's saying he is.
Yeah. He's saying that everyone's saying he is.
You can analyze this.
Mm.
You could roll your eyes and go, idiot, or you could absolutely analyse the psychology of it and go deep and deep into it. But try and do it today at work, at college, at uni, at home, with the family. It won't work. It won't work.
Have you done that report?
Yeah. Where is it?
It's the best report.
Yeah.
Where is the report?
You've read it.
I haven't read it.
You've read the report. You said it was great.
I need that report on my desk in the next hour. See? You can't do it. You just can't get out of it.
You have to be Donald.
What have you done there, James?
Like that.
Oh, look at this shot.
Yesterday.
No, put that back. Phoenix, can you get a shot of our... Look at this.
That happened yesterday.
There's a lot. It's like NASA. There's a lot going on
there. This is weird.
Look, that screen on the back just goes on forever and ever and ever.
There are 10 screens.
Oh, it's like Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my
Every
God.
Camera.
Is this the
We should say
now, if you're not watching on Global Player, that would have not made any sense whatsoever. Oh my God, I've got Trump hands. Look what I've done. Well, they're not mine.
You got Trump hands.
They're not mine, by the way, Pippa. If you look on the screen, they're not my hands. No, no.
Oh, they're not.
If you look on the screen, that's just somebody waving. Who's down there?
They're not,
Live on Global Player, you can watch. All right. you open up the Radio X app and away you go. I'll switch that off and let James try and fix the screen. Yeah. I guess we're gonna play the video of Trumpet, his word is invented.
Yes. Oh.
I mean, we have it here to a certain extent where politicians just, you know.
Mm.
The question I put to you, politician, is when will these changes take place? Well, I think the most important question, actually, is what about those people over there? Look what they're doing.
Exactly. Thank you for asking, because it's an important question. But a more important question is, I had sausages last night.
Imagine that. Imagine if you were interviewing... So we had two guests on the show yesterday. We had Cammy on, Chris Kamara.
Yes.
And Alex James from Blur. Imagine if any of those had just played that trick. So I go, Alex James from Blur's here. Hey, you've got your big festival, which is the big festival that you do every year. How are the tickets going for that? Well, that's a good question, Chris. But I think the more important question is you know, which one of Blur's albums was the best?
Exactly. And let me answer that.
Well, that's not what I've asked you. Mm. I did ask you a totally different question.
But
there.
It's which one of you is prepared to win? So who just keeps going? If he says, no, that question's better.
You keep going. Yeah.
Like, who gives up first? Mm. And then I think like a lot of us go, oh, do you know what?
Politicians.
And that's why you get bored and that's why you zone out.
Yeah.
That's why... When politicians were partying in Downing Street or breaking the rules, it went on for so long that you find yourself going, are we still talking about this is boring now?
Yeah.
Move on. It's like, no, don't move on.
Yeah.
Don't move on.
I think people have had enough of listening to this.
If you broke the rules, you wouldn't be able to get away with that. That's all right, officer. Don't worry about it. Go on, off you go.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. Like,
you're having a party in your back garden with 100 people. It's fine. No, we're having a work meeting.
Yeah.
Party schmarty.
In the back of the van, because that's what the
back of the van.
But in those question time things, you have to move on because of time constraints as well. So
exactly.
You don't answer the question.
And they know that, don't they? Politicians know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they don't.
They don't.
You know, they say they don't. It's probably the most don't that they've ever not said.
Next question.
What they say. I think the most important question is, you know, how great am I?
Yeah, that, well, you're absolutely right when you say that.
I'm the greatest Radio X DJ they've ever had in 25 years of Radio X.
Mm. Right. Hasn't been going for 10 yet.
Yep, it has, yeah.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 10th anniversary September.
It's not, and these are not my words.
Well, they are, but I won't admit that.
These are, some people are saying this is the only show that in Global, out of all the radio shows, that management like.
What people are saying.
Yeah, so that's what people say. Yeah.
Well,
I don't say these things. People say these. People say that I'm like so much better than Jordan North.
Right. Who says?
I mean, to be fair, everyone.
Well, that's a bad example, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could be president.
I am president.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you are, though.
I am president of the United States of Moyles.
Whoa.
Can't argue with
okay,
that.
Now I'm starting to sound like I'm a bit crazy. Have you found it? Have you got it?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
But more, and America's going to pay a lot less, again, because it's a much smaller population than when you think of the whole world. So, basically, what we're doing is equalizing. There's a new word that I came up with, which I think is probably the best word. We're going to equalize.
What? Which I think is probably the best word. No.
It's equalizing. Oh, no, he came up with it.
He came up with it?
Yeah.
Right.
He came up with that word. Can we hear it again? Can we just drop it back a little bit? You see him look down at these scripts.
He's playing with this.
Do you not read this before you go on?
Relation then, when you think of the whole world.
Look down at the script. Read
so,
it.
Basically, what we're doing is equalizing. There's a new word that I came up with, which I think is probably the best word. We're going to equalize.
Now,
when he says that, did somebody smirk in the background or was somebody moving? There's a slight noise.
World. So, basically, what we're doing is equalizing. There's a new word that I came up with, which I think is probably the best word. We're going to equalize.
I think that's one of the staff dropping a plate going, yeah, he's done it again, Jeff.
He's made up a word again.
Also, equalizing is not the best word.
Do you remember those hi-fi stacks that you used to have? You had one up until recently,
absolutely,
didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you would get your equalizer on there, which would be three little faders.
Yes.
So you'd have your bass, your treble and your mid.
That's it.
And that was your equaliser.
Equaliser. Graphic equalisers.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knew that Donald Trump came up with that?
Donald Trump came up with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States president, everybody.
Wasn't Edward... Who was in The Equalizer? There was a, there was a team,
Ewa
TV show. Yeah, it was Ewa Wuwa.
Yeah, and then your mate Denzel Washington.
Yeah, yes, of course. Right. Yeah.
The theme tune to The Equalizer TV show was called Busy Equalizing.
Busy Equalizing.
Yeah, that was the theme tune to it. Yeah. By the way, I love The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I watched it again the other day.
Somebody needs to get a clip of Denzel Washington talking about this now that Donald Trump has invented it.
He should just do a video going, hey, Donald, I think you'll find.
Yeah.
I invented that.
Don't mess with Denzel. Don't mess with my mate Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that was out 2014.
2014.
What was?
Equalizer.
Was it?
Well, Denzel's
been. No.
That's what that says there, release date.
I think you're probably right.
Oh, God, do you even want to know when the TV show was with Edward Woodward?
Oh, no.
Do you know the actor Edward Woodward, Pippa?
I've heard of him. I don't think I'd recognise him.
Do you know why he's got so many D's in his name?
No, I don't.
Just because that's why he was christened.
Yeah. Really? It's right on the best of it.
Oh, is it? Yep. Why did his parents call him Edward?
Because his surname was Woodward and it's hilarious.
It's such a great name to say. Edward Woodward.
Dermot Murnaghan's parents call him Dermot.
Because they don't like him.
Yeah.
They looked in the cot and they went, ugh. I'll look after this now for the rest of our lives.
Gary Neville's dad was called Neville Neville.
Thank you. I went to the gym yesterday with Jamie. Jeepers.
Was it the best gym you've ever been to?
Best gym.
Oh, he said to me, I trained so hard. He's never seen anybody train so hard. He said it's probably the hardest anybody's ever trained in a gym ever.
Did he say that?
That's what they say, yeah. I invented the word gym.
Right.
Did you? Yeah.
Gosh.
I was saying to Dom before the show, I woke up this morning and just all of my body aches.
Mm.
And it feels like I should look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't look any different to how I did yesterday.
But you feel.
But I feel.
Yeah.
I feel the pain of it all.
Right.
How much? And I know people listen to the show in the gym. I know there'll be people in the gym right now, and it's just non-stop.
Mm.
You've got to train, which is hard, and then you've got to do it again the next day or the day after, whatever you want.
Do you see the same faces in there every time you go to the gym?
No, not really. Sometimes it's fairly quiet.
Is this the same gym as Blossoms, man?
Yeah.
Do you see him again anymore?
No.
Oh, it's a shame.
No. I don't even know how he got in there. Mm. He's 3 stone ringing wet, do you know what I mean? I don't even know how he got through the door.
Yeah. I bet he has to tie his hair up, doesn't he? That'll get in the way.
Was it that one? Was it Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah. He was bench pressing 240 kilograms. I was very impressed.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's right. No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was probably like, oh, I've come down to this gym. No one will know me. Oh, God, Chris Moyle. Just what?
We're going to be talked about on the radio tomorrow.
No. We're going to have gym chat.
Anyway, I did my weights. I did my things. I did whatever he told me to do. And then that was it. And then I felt great. And then I woke up this morning and I literally dragged myself out of bed.
Mm.
And I'm like, ow!
Not
yeah,
nice.
But it's a fun feeling.
Mm. It's going to be a warm, sunny day today. It's going to be lovely.
Dom, look.
Around the UK.
Can you see any difference in my arms?
Check you out, Arnie.
Can you see that?
That's massive.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really has worked.
Because it's totally different on the other side.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Bingo wings.
Some say it's the biggest bicep they've ever seen.
Just relax muscle.
Were you still in Central when there was the power cut yesterday?
No, what power cut?
Oh, what? You didn't see that?
No.
How long for?
Mega power cut in Central London. Ruined all the tubes. Like, this building went off. It was very exciting.
Whoa. What time was that?
About 2.
2, yeah.
Oh, no, it's well gone. What do you mean it ruined the tubes? Well, the tubes stopped?
Yeah.
What, stuck in the tunnels?
Closed them. Like, loads of them off.
For how long?
Oh, man.
An hour or two. I don't know. I couldn't go anywhere.
Did you hear that, Dom? They closed the tubes
for how long?
The tubes in the tunnels just would have stopped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you get out?
Walk.
Wait.
I ain't walking down there. Not with all those rats.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And mises.
Yeah.
And what happened to this building?
Well, all of the lights went off, but the station stayed in there. The backup systems work. That was fun.
All the coffee machines turned off. Uproar.
Oh, I bet it'd be massive.
You don't, well, you'd have been out the door at 11, so you wouldn't have seen when anything
happened. It's a busy
time.
I was still here.
Two?
Yeah.
My ass.
I was still here till
9.
Two?
Thank you.
He was.
What happened?
It's a busy
was
time.
Was he daddy falling over? Was he trapped under something heavy, like a piece of paper?
Couldn't get home, it was a power cut.
Busy time, is it?
Yeah, it's a busy time.
My God. Two?
I know.
Nah, forget that.
Whoa.
That's why I'm the star of the show. I'm out the door.
But that's the
see
beauty
my
of
ass
it.
Dust.
That's the beauty of being a presenter.
I take the burden of the whole show on my shoulders.
True. Exactly.
So that I can leg it at 10 o'clock.
There was a small cable fault caused it caused a fire at one of the substations.
Is that what it was?
2:08 p.m.
Those blooming substations are rubbish. Talk about those substations.
Get more of them.
We've seen it all, by the way, here. Out of this little window in our studio into Leicester Square in London, we've seen it all. They realised they didn't have enough power for Leicester Square.
I wonder if it was that one.
So they had to put this, essentially a generator, right?
Yeah,
under the ground.
And a transformer.
Right, no one knows what that is, yeah. Apart from robots in disguise. So I'm saying a generator because people know that generator's power. And they had to stick it under the ground in Leicester Square with some other generators. I don't know if they took one out and replaced it.
Yeah, old one came out. I took a picture of it.
And that took what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I took a picture of it.
I did.
Imagine. Over there, there's a hotel. Six or seven floors deep and six or seven floors high. And when we started at Radio X, there was a cinema there. They just started to knock the cinema down.
Yeah.
It took them 5.5 or 6 years to build this hotel.
Amazing.
Yeah, that wasn't there when we started. Has all bar one always been there?
Yeah, I think so, for many years, isn't it?
When we started here, downstairs, there was the Capital Cafe, the Capital Radio Cafe.
Right, yes.
Where you can get Dr. Fox burgers and the Chris Tarrant all-day breakfast.
Absolutely. And he'll serve it as well.
Yeah.
Pay enough, he'll serve it.
Those David Kidd Jensen brownies. delicious.
They were to die for.
I had potato skins with David Kidd Jensen in the Capital Radio Cafe.
I know you did. How cool is that?
Shirt fans, you want to get some potato skins? And I'm like, yeah.
David Kidd Jensen is such a cool name.
Can I say I saw Adrian Just the other day? Former Radio 1 legend.
Yeah.
Who's Adrian Just?
Oh, hello, please. One of the powerhouse DJs of the 1980s.
Adrian Just, over the knee.
Just at this event that I went.
He was the DJ Bruno Brooks could have been.
Oh, no. They're two different set of skills.
Bruno was awesome.
You got your Adrian on one side, you got Bruno on the other. Both as good as each other, but in different fields.
Very different ways.
Anyway, he introduced me to Kiki D.
Right.
Yeah.
Kiki D.
And then he introduced somebody else to Kiki D.
Right.
And then I heard him introduce other people to Kiki D.
Hmm.
So I heard Adrian Just say, in about half an hour, I heard him say six times, have you met Kiki? And by the fifth time, it was really tickling me. So by the time he said it again, someone saw John Coleshaw, John walked in, hey, are you all right? You know, do you know Adrian? Yeah, how are you? And Adrian goes, do you know Kiki? I just burst out laughing.
Oh, it's lovely.
And he looked at me as if to go, what are you laughing at? Do you know Kiki? Just... It sounded like some novelty song you would hear on holiday this summer.
It doesn't even sound like words if you say it enough.
Do you know Kiki? Like that.
Kiki D.
Let me take a selfie or whatever.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, low battery or whatever it is.
Kiki D's real name is Pauline.
No, it's not.
It is.
Please tell me it's Pauline D.
No, Pauline Matthews.
And she changed it to Kiki
Better
D.
Better known by her stage name, Kiki D.
I think she made a good move there.
Have you met Kiki?
Isn't that lovely? Have you met Pauline? It's not the same ring
not
to it,
same.
Does it?
Wow.
Oh, look at Chris Miles showing off with his showbiz stories.
Kiki D this, Adrian just that.
Oh, man. Here we go. Right, what are people saying on the text? I'm not ready out this morning. I was in Leicester Square yesterday. TGI Fridays is gone. What's happened to Yason, says Craig in Plymouth. I actually think Yason went a while before, but he never said goodbye.
He went before they closed. Yeah, you're right, he did. No, he didn't say goodbye.
He could have given us a few Oreo milkshakes before.
We used to bang on the floor, didn't we, and order a milkshake for him. Yason!
He was lovely.
He was lovely.
Still lovely, I imagine.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
But yeah, no, it's gone. TGI Fridays is gone now.
Yeah.
Didn't they change the name from TGI Fridays? They did a big, big brand thing. Didn't they do it? Am I right in saying this? They did a big brand change. We've got to get some new people in. We've got to get rid of the old and in with the new. So we're not going to be called TGI Fridays anymore. We're going to be called Fridays.
I think you're right.
Is that right?
And you go...
You've got rid of three letters, guys.
You're right.
How much did you spend? Which company did you pay all that money to for them to come back and go,
okay, so we did all the research and we want to unveil your new logos. You used to be TGI Fridays, but now you are Fridays. Okay, so can you pay my company £1.9 million for that new brand reconstruction, we call it, okay? Jeepers.
They would have paid a fortune as well.
Do you know what? I hate to say it. When I worked for Capital Radio,
95.8,
they had a big meeting and then they unveiled the new company logo.
Right.
Which was Capital Radio London PLC. And they changed it to Capital Radio.
Wow.
They took the London off.
Wow.
And literally the boss, you know, stood up and pretty much went, ta-da! And the logo looked, when I say exactly the same.
Right.
Everybody in the room was like, it's the same logo. They've made a mistake. They're showing us the same. And then someone goes, oh, they've taken the word London off. That's it. That's it.
That's it. Subtle changes.
I think you're fine, you know. This is, the future, you know. I think you look at that and you see, a company that means business, you know. Just take the word London off, wouldn't you? Excuse me. I'm just saying, it's nice and all, but you just take the word London off, wouldn't you? Who's that at the back? Oh, me? Yeah, I'm Dr. Fox. Yeah. Come and see me in my office afterwards. That was me.
Gotcha.
Oh, the rest is history. Well, there you go. That is the first 25 minutes of today's Chris Moyle Show. I think we've all learnt a lot. We've also learnt a brand new word.
Who knew equalise was a word?
Yeah. Pippa has got a weekend roundup quiz to do. We've got some stories to tell you. We've got some awesome songs to play. And Dominic Byrne has your news, sport and weather and helicopter traffic coming up. The Chris Moyle Show. Waving the cameras.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices rollback across the store and online. Like Philadelphia Original, 165 grams was £2.08, now just £1.16. A 10-pack of Heck Chicken Italia sausages was £3.18, now just £2.37. And Robinson's Apple and Blackcurrant Squash 750ml was £2.24, now just 94p. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mom's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4pm. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. Get free airport lounge access when you book a five-star holiday with On The Beach. Feet up, fill your boots. Una drink, por favor. On the beach, boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply, 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, at all protected.
On the beach.
White, true white, pure brilliant, what's the best?
White. Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
Recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Oh, you free May 16th to 26th?
Why?
Village Fair needs people to get shot out of a cannon.
A cannon?
There's free cake. Up for it?
No!
Not brave like me, then.
A smarter thing to do May 16th to 26th is buy an approved used car at the Spotted Car Smart Choices event.
Is there cake?
No, but there is a choice of £500 in free fuel or charging credit or two free services. Look, I'll buy you a cake.
Done. Can I still do the cannon thing?
Spotted Car. Don't be brave, be smart. T's and C's apply. More information at spottycar.co.uk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, May 13, 2025. It's going to be another nice day today. Might be a bit cooler than yesterday.
Like, by a degree.
Yeah, not much.
What was with that rain yesterday?
I didn't get any rain yesterday.
We had thunder, heavy rain, hailstones, hail out of the blue yesterday.
How long did you get that for? We didn't get any of that, were
we? Maybe like 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we didn't get none of that.
Did you not get that?
No, I stayed in Central until quite late.
It didn't get rain yesterday?
It got a bit of drizzle about 6.
Oh, it chucked it down.
Really?
We got the thunder and the dark clouds, but not actually the rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dominic will have in-depth weather coming up for you after the news and sport. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a fire at the Prime Minister's private home in North London is being investigated by counter-terror police. There was damage to the entrance. Nobody was injured, though, yesterday. Officers are also looking into whether it's linked to a separate fire at another property connected to Sakir Starmer. Our reporter Henry Thomas Aldridge has more from the Met Police.
They say they were called to two blazes at the doors of two homes in North London within 24 hours of each other. One fire was at Starmer's old Kentish Town residence, which he still owns, and the second at an Islington house connected to the PM.
In other news this morning, there's concern for some business leaders about government plans to cut net migration. New proposals for foreign nationals were announced yesterday. It includes carers and other skilled workers needing university degrees. The Confederation of British Industry thinks it could put growth at risk. Kim Kardashian is due to testify in person later at the trial of a gang accused of holding her at gunpoint. The charge was stealing millions of dollars worth of jewellery. That was during the time she was at Paris Fashion Week back in 2016. It's understood the age of people becoming addicted to ketamine is getting younger. The majority of those taking the illegal drug are now aged between 16 and 24. There are warnings it can lead to serious bladder issues. And sunny weather last month is thought to have contributed to a boost in April retail spending. In particular, DIY, gardening tools and homeware sales were all up.
Sport.
Sheffield United are a step closer to returning to the Premier League. They're into the Championship playoff final. They beat Bristol City 3-0 last night.
Come join us.
Yeah,
come.
Well, they're looking good for it. 6-0 on aggregate. Here's the manager, Chris Wilder.
It's a one-off and it'll bring the noise as it does and it being the excitement and everything that a Wembley final will bring.
They will play either Sunderland or Coventry. And they have their semi-final decider tonight. You up?
Huh?
What do you say?
They will lose 1-0.
Right.
Do you know what? It's a tough one because Sheffield United, Sheffield, I'm from Leeds. I don't have any rivalry with it. I hope they go up. I'd love them to go up. But without Chris Wilder.
Right.
It's like him to get fired.
Oh, would she?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's Sunderland or Coventry tonight.
That's right.
Sunderland are going into that 2-1 up.
Yeah. No, yes, you're right, yeah.
And it's at Sunderland as well. Britain's number one, Jack Draper, is into the last 16 at the Italian Open tennis later. He plays Francis Corentin Moutet in Rome. That's after Emma Raducanu was knocked out yesterday. And Indian Premier League cricket will start up again this weekend. It had been suspended because of military tensions between India and Pakistan.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil. Get your vehicle MOT ready.
Should be mostly warm and sunny again today. There could be a few showers in the southwest later on. Temperatures will hit around 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
More weather.
Now, if we want to look ahead to the rest of the week, it's going to be equally as lovely. I think temperatures could even see 26 degrees by Friday.
Where?
In the southeast.
Okay.
Area.
And what about Wales?
Wales? Mm-hmm. Pretty good. About 20 degrees there.
When?
Thursday.
Okay, what about today?
Today in Wales, you're going to be hitting around sort of 20, 21.
Okay.
Something like that.
I'm going to Toxeter on Saturday night.
That's excellent.
What will the weather be like?
Well, that's in Staffordshire. Yep. That's near Stoke.
Well done.
Which I only found out 2 days ago. So that's going to be lovely. Which day are you there?
Saturday night.
It's going to be probably a nice balmy 20 degrees.
Beautiful, lovely.
Yeah.
Even more weather.
And looking ahead to next week, which is what we like to do on the Chris and Will Show, because it's only the 13th of May, but let's fast forward a week. It equally is nice. It's going to last for about 2 weeks, this lovely weather we're having. All due to...
You keep saying the word equally.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you?
Mm.
Equalising. Try that. It's a word that I just invented.
Well, hopefully the temperatures will equalise the hottest ever temperature recorded for May.
So the temperatures will be equalising.
Equalising. Sounds good. I like the word.
I just made that up.
Is that a new word?
It's a new word that I made up. It's the best word.
Wow.
It's the best word after groceries and tariffs.
It is. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So nice weather, essentially.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
You've got new glasses on.
I've put my sunglasses on in the studio.
You have? Why?
Because you were telling me the weather.
Oh, okay.
Are they EJ?
No, these are Cutler and Gross.
Ooh.
Where EJ used to buy his glasses from, rather.
Mm.
And so they would make glasses for Elton John. And now... In the year 2025, a lot of their designs are based on glasses that they would have made for Elton.
Not
all of
nice.
Them, but just some.
I like a big lens.
So there you are.
It's good.
Thanks.
Did you hear him say how many pairs he's got on TV?
It's
something.
It's rubbish. It's embarrassingly. It was only like 15,000. I got more than that in my drawer. Not my drawers.
No.
That's different.
No.
The Chris Miles Show. It's Tuesday. Oh, my God. Lovely weather. Looking forward to the weekend already. I spent a few hours yesterday on my DJ decks putting together some music and working on some sets because I've got a lot of varied sets coming up.
Hmm.
And it's really good fun. But I realised that I'm basically stuck inside on one of the hottest days of the year.
How long were you in the mix for? I think that's what people say, is it?
I was working on stuff for about 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You miss a lot of lovely sunshine then.
No, I know, but we've only got a little backyard, like in Coronation Street, where Jack used to keep his pigeons.
Pigeons, yeah.
And we lose the sun.
Yeah.
So it's kind of no good, really. But I was working on my set.
Yeah.
I've got like a day club. I've got this van festival. I've got the sausage and cider festival. I'm doing the horses on Saturday. I'm doing Audley End for the
posh
Heritage
people.
Live.
Yeah, beautiful.
I may have upset the other week, but they seem all right now.
It's fine now.
You know, I'm warming up for Ash and Charlatans and the Manic Street Preachers.
Yes.
So I have put together a German hard rock set.
That's it. They'll love a bit of that.
Yeah. Ice lines.
Yeah.
Now, kartoffel top, or whatever it is. I think which is quick sausage, maybe, but I'm not sure. But yeah, it was, it's good fun. But I don't know if the set that I was working on is any good, so I might have to practice it.
Right, okay.
So I had to just invite people round.
Yes.
Right, here's a sandwich and a beer.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to DJ for an hour and a half.
Yeah, give him a clipboard with some notes. And
James is already on his way around.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah, when do you want James there?
When do you go on holiday?
Tomorrow.
I was thinking about Thursday.
Oh, no.
Doing it Thursday afternoon if the weather's nice.
Which Thursday when I'm back?
No, this Thursday coming when you're away. Paper, can you do it Thursday? Yeah, yeah,
I think
Dom.
I can, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, let's just do that.
And we're out tonight.
Huh?
We're out tonight.
Can't do tonight. We're watching Yellowstone with Tiff.
Yellowstone!
Yeah, she wants to watch it.
It's great. Love
it. I know, but isn't it like four seasons or something?
Yeah, but you don't think of it like that. Just enjoy each episode.
Is Yellowstone Succession but cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay. I
think similar vibes.
I like it.
So there's three shows. So there's Yellowstone, and then they did like a prequel. I don't know the order.
It went Yellowstone first, then they did 1883, I think, first, and then they did 1923 with Harrison Ford. And
right. So you've
Emma
got
Thompson.
So you've got Yellowstone, which is now.
Not Emma Thompson.
Right?
No, sorry.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren, thank you.
So you got Yellowstone, which is now. Then they did a prequel to it,
yes,
set in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Then when that finished, they went, well, let's do like a kind of a follow-up to that and then still a prequel to the Yellowstone, and we'll do that, set that in 1923. So we've not watched Yellowstone.
Right.
We've not watched a prequel, but we have watched 1923.
Ah, okay.
So I've watched The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, you've gone there first.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say I haven't watched all of 1923. They stand alone.
Oh, it's a tough watch.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a tough watch.
Yeah. Mm. We watched some of it and then stopped. But I think they all stand alone.
There's certain things I can't watch on TV or in movies. Now, even though I know...
It's not real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
They're filming that on a set.
Mm.
There's light camera guys. There's a mic fella holding a big broom up.
Yeah.
With a furry dog on the end of it or whatever, right? All of that. Somebody's written it. I know this. I can't watch. Well, there's three things I can't watch. I can't watch a woman being punched.
No.
Or a woman in a fight or whatever. Like, even if it's just like a slap.
Mm.
Now, I know it's acting and the man hasn't really slapped
her
across
really
the face.
Hit her, yes.
But if a woman gets punched in a thing, I don't know. Obviously, it's not a good thing to watch.
It's very upsetting, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's moving backwards, obviously, in severity. Then it's somebody getting really badly bullied by somebody and they just take it and they don't fight back. I get so infuriated watching it.
Mm.
But probably the most important thing is in a scary film, if a woman, and it's always a woman, so if a woman goes to the bathroom cabinet and the bathroom cabinet's got a mirror on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in pieces.
You know what's coming, don't you?
I'm in pieces.
Yeah.
Because I know when she closes that,
yeah,
there's going to be something behind her.
Have you ever watched What Lies Beneath?
No, I'll never watch. Why would I watch that?
Honestly, it's like someone went through all of those scenarios. What could we do? The mirror scene.
No.
The shower scene.
No.
Like looking through like a hole in a fence and suddenly an eyeball pierces.
Hold on a second. Is this Porky's?
Sounds Porky.
Shower scene, Porky. Looking through a little... It is, isn't it?
Little peep.
Weekend at Birdies.
Do we find out what does lie beneath or not?
You do find out.
Right.
Yeah. It's really good. Harrison Ford, Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's who's lying underneath?
Wow.
All this time. It's Bobby Nat, it's Han Solo and the woman from Grease too. Who knew? Anyway, 1923, it is good. Right. It's very, very good. But yeah, some of it is a tough watch. But Harrison Ford's in it and he's Han Solo.
No.
So it's definitely worth watching.
Radio-S.
Anyway.
Coming up, more of Chris and his radio friends / colleagues bringing you entertaining morning radio chat.
That is true.
What on earth have you been sending to Dom in the mail?
Oh.
We'll hear your letters in Dom's Letters feature shortly. Plus, Inhaler are the Radio X Record of the Week with Billy Brackets. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And we'll play it again soon.
Yeah, we will.
But we never really know what could happen on this show. So let's all find out together.
I know.
The
Chris Miles Show. I know what song I'm starting with.
Radio X.
I'm starting with a song to put everybody in a good mood. Ding!
King Kong. Nothing.
now heard that I said certain things I'm very uncomfortable watching in movies, even though I know it's not real, it's just play acting. A woman being hit, somebody being really badly bullied, and a woman closing a mirrored bathroom cabinet. Well, she opens it and then closes it and there's a monster behind her. Yeah. Or, sometimes worse, there isn't. Because you know it's still coming. People have now started texting going, oh, you should see this film. It's really scary. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't need to see it.
Oh,
yeah. What about The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Yeah, terrifying, awful. And Sleeping with the Enemy. Oh, awful.
That's brilliant.
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah, it's really tense.
Single white female. That's another good one. That's quite old, now. Yeah. With Bridget Fonda.
Bridget Fonda?
What happened to Bridget Fonda?
Is she Jane Fonda's daughter?
I think so.
I don't know. Fonda's quite an unusual surname.
Her sister was Rhonda Fonda.
Is that right? Mm. Did not know that.
So weird, isn't it?
Mm.
And she married Terry Plunder.
Yeah.
Sorry. And what was her name then?
She was Rhonda Fonda. And he was...
Terry Blunder.
Terry Blunder.
Yep, so go on.
Double barrel.
So when she got married, what was her name then?
I don't know.
Wanda.
Wanda.
Okay. Blunder.
I couldn't do it in my head. I didn't know if it was going to be rude, so I didn't want to say it out loud.
Do you remember Isla Sinclair from The Generation Gap? I'll give you a really easy one.
Isla Sinclair, of course, Isla Sinclair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She married Barry White.
She married Barry White?
Yeah. Changed the name too.
Barry Sinclair.
Isla White, you devil!
Oh, that's six, of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. I don't want your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. It's much easier for me, see. Just stay at home with Richard and Judy.
Okay.
Pay attention. You knew this.
Okay.
Isla Sinclair.
Yeah.
Sinclair being her surname. Isla Sinclair.
Isla Sinclair.
Married Barry White.
Isla Sinclair married Barry White.
And therefore she changed her name to?
Isla White.
That's right.
Isla White.
Yeah.
Like the Isle of Wight.
But did you know, after that, she got divorced.
Oh, did she?
She kept her name.
Right.
But then she married Brian Ferry. Isle of Wight Ferry.
There you go, now you go.
Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4pm. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been. When you discover hidden gems and amazing sights. When you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco Builders Warehouse. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on 7.5 litres of Dulux Trade Weathershield Smooth Masonry Paint for only £23 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
That charged to 20%.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Lock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy!
On today's 4 till 7, Fang! The funniest place to spend a South London Sunday, revealed. Plus, another celebration of paternal eccentricity. It's Dad's Barmy and TJ's Terrific Tuesday Top 10. Today, play your Mars right. The 4 till 7 Fang. From 4 till 7, it's a Fang.
Get the latest travel info
at RadioX.co.uk.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks for tuning in, you plunkers. Lovely jubbly.
Radio X.
I'm going to play Travis in just a few seconds.
Right.
Travis will be playing at Alex James's Big Feastival.
Mm.
That's his big festival, but his food there, so they call it the Big Feastival.
It's a good signing, isn't it?
Travis.
Love Travis.
Yeah. I do fancy going to some outdoor shows this summer, this year. Mm. I do like an outdoor show.
Mm.
I'm going to see ELO.
ELO?
Yorkshire's Finest, that's right.
Now, is that Hyde Park?
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't they advertise that as being the last ever live show or something? And
apparently so.
And since then, it's not now, is it?
Well, no.
Isn't that right?
They announced his last ever show. It's going to be London Hyde Park. And then after that, and tickets had gone on sale, they announced that he was playing Birmingham. And I went, oh, no, but he's playing Birmingham before.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
He's only playing Birmingham and London, which I'm very, very surprised by. Mm. And I've never met Jeff Lynne. God, I love ELO. And I love Jeff Lynne.
Yeah.
I was reminded yesterday by my friend at the time we were in LA, and we watched a documentary about him. And then we realised he lives in LA, so we tried to find his house.
Right.
And we drove to what we thought was his house, and we sat outside his house.
And?
Not being 100% sure.
No.
It was his house.
No.
And we sat there for about half an hour, then we drove off.
Yeah.
Half an hour?
Yeah. Just in case, you know, he popped out for milk or something.
Yeah.
And we could go, oh my God, Jeff Lynne, what are the odds? We're just driving down the street and here you are. We haven't come looking for your house or anything because we watched that on a BBC documentary and tried to work out where you live for what we could see in the background. we wouldn't do that.
We are wearing ELO t-shirts, sure, but we always wear them.
Yeah. You're not going, are you, James?
I'm not.
Oh, and you love it.
I'll buy a ticket off you.
Yeah, you're all right. Don't worry about it.
We can go together and hang out.
No, I can't go. There's no room.
There's no room.
No room.
There's no room at the Jeff Lynne.
At the Inn.
There's no room.
The room at the Lynne.
No. At the Lynne. That's where it is.
Lynne. Yes.
Who else am I going to go and see? I told you Tiff's booked tickets to see the Fenian Cannibals, which is brilliant.
Oh, yes.
But he's going to, Roland Gift is at one of the festivals I'm at, so I'm like, I'm excited. I want to watch his set.
He's got a great voice.
Oh.
It's an unusual style, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we did it justice there at all, did we?
No, I hope he's not listening.
He'll love that.
Anyway, Travis are playing at the big festival. Go get your tickets, see Alex James, and see the brilliant Travis.
Cause I feel